Welcome to all of you as we gather together this day for our worship service to give thanks and praise to God. On this, the Transfiguration Sunday, or as close to Transfiguration Sunday as we get to whenever you are listening and worshiping with us this way. It's hard to believe it, but we are starting into Lent. This Wednesday, Ash Wednesday, is February 14th. And we invite you, as you are able, to come and to worship with us at 7 p.m. at Faith as we begin our Lenten journey. And with that, let us pause to prepare our hearts and our minds for worship. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, creator of darkness and light, word of truth, wind sweeping over the waters. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. God, our rock and refuge, we pour out our hearts before you. We have known you but have not always loved you. We have wounded one another and sinned against you. We have not always recognized the Holy Spirit dwelling in each of us. Remember your covenant, renew your creation. Restore us that we might proclaim your good news to all. Amen. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. God has spoken. The time of grace is now. In Jesus, the reign of God has come near. By the authority of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. You are God's beloved. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, the resplendent light of your truth shines from the mountaintop into our hearts. Transfigure us by your beloved Son and illumine the world with your image. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our first reading is from 2 Kings, the second chapter. Now when the Lord was about to take Elijah up to heaven by a whirlwind, Elijah and Elisha were on their way from Gilgal. Elijah said to Elisha, "Stay here, for the Lord has sent me as far as Bethel." But Elisha said, "As the Lord lives and as you yourself live, I will not leave you." So they went down to Bethel. The company of prophets who were in Bethel came out to Elisha and said to him, "Do you know that today the Lord will take your master away from you?" And he said, "Yes, I know. Keep silent." Elijah said to him, "Elisha, stay here, for the Lord has sent me to Jericho." But he said, "As the Lord lives and as you yourself live, I will not leave you." So they came to Jericho. The company of prophets who were at Jericho drew near to Elisha and said to him, "Do you know that today the Lord will take your master away from you?" And he answered, "Yes, I know. Keep silent." Then Elijah said to him, "Stay here, for the Lord has sent me to the Jordan." But Elisha said, "As the Lord lives and as you yourself live, I will not leave you." So the two of them went on. 50 men of the company of prophets also went and stood at some distance from them as they were both standing by the Jordan. Then Elijah took his mantle and rolled it up and struck the water. The water was parted to the one side and to the other, and the two of them crossed on dry ground. When they had crossed, Elijah said to Elisha, "Tell me what I may do for you before I am taken from you." Elisha said, "Please let me inherit a double share of your spirit." And Elijah responded, "You have asked a hard thing. Yet if you see me as I am being taken from you, it will be granted you. If not, it will not." As they continued walking and talking, a chariot of fire and horses of fire separated the two of them, and Elijah ascended in a whirlwind into heaven. Elisha kept watching and crying out, "Father, Father, the chariots of Israel and its horsemen!" But when he could no longer see him, he grasped his own clothes and tore them in two pieces. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. This is the Holy Gospel according to Mark, the 9th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. 6 days later, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John and led them up a high mountain apart by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his clothes became dazzling bright, such as no one on earth could brighten them. And there appeared to them Elijah with Moses, who were talking with Jesus. Then Peter said to Jesus, Rabbi, it is good for us to be here. Let us set up three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. He did not know what to say, for they were terrified. Then a cloud overshadowed them, and from the cloud there came a voice, This is my Son, the Beloved. Listen to him. Suddenly, when they looked around, they saw no one with them anymore, but only Jesus. As they were coming down the mountain, Jesus ordered them to tell no one about what they had seen until after the Son of Man had risen from the dead. The Gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. I'm always grateful for Peter in Mark's telling of the Transfiguration. Verses 5 and 6 from what I just read said, Then Peter said to Jesus, Rabbi, it is good for us to be here. Let us make three dwellings, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. He did not know what to say. And when it all comes down to it with the Transfiguration, he did not know what to say is a decent summary of how most preachers feel about the Transfiguration. But maybe that is the whole point. And I'm not just saying that as a cop-out to write a short sermon or something like that, but my sense of the world is that we deeply long to understand what is happening around us or what has happened. This is not a bad thing. Curiosity about creation and how it works is a beautiful way to learn more about God and a beautiful way to appreciate more deeply how God created us, how God created the world, and how God has ordered these things. However, sometimes we get too caught up in our heads and intellectualizing everything, and we can lose our sense of awe and wonder about the world. It is in those times that we need an act of God like the Transfiguration to remind us that God is God and we are not, and there are some things that we just don't get to understand. We need to have moments of not knowing what to say because it is in those moments that we can finally slow down and just listen. And listening is exactly what God asks of Peter, James, and John, and you and I some 2,000 years later. This is my Son, the Beloved. Listen to him. This listening is both a command and an invitation. It is an invitation into a deeper relationship with the triune God. It is an invitation to all people. It is God's promise that each of us has the power of the Holy Spirit resting on us, and through the power of the Holy Spirit, we are all able to listen to and discern the voice and the call of Jesus to each of us. God has made us all equals. We are all qualified to know and to listen to God's word. Now, a brief caution. This is not permission to do and say whatever we want, and then chalk it up to, well, God told me. This invitation and command from God to listen to Jesus is not an individual or individualistic statement. A better translation of that sentence from the Greek is, you all listen to him. This listening to Jesus, to God's Son, is meant to be done together in community so that we can experience the diversity of perspectives and experiences and insights from the Holy Spirit that each of us brings, so that together we may experience awe and wonder at who our God is and what our God has done for us in and through the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, and so that together we may confess that Jesus is the Christ, is the Lamb of God who has taken away the sin of the world. Transfiguration Sunday is a transition moment in our church year. We move from Advent and Christmas and Epiphany with our focus on Emmanuel, on God with us, on God with the whole world, no exceptions, into Lent, where our focus is on ours and the world's deep need for the cross and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Today is this pause of awe and wonder, of not fully knowing what to say, of perhaps even being overcome by the mystery of God, the Creator, who became created in Jesus. And that same Jesus is now moving to the cross, is moving towards death. And by this death on the cross, sin and evil and the power of death itself have been vanquished. This is God's Son, God's beloved. You all, we all, listen to him. Listen to his words. This is my body and my blood given for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sins. Do this for the remembrance of me. May the awe and wonder of God's deep love for you and the whole world engulf you this day and always. Amen. Let us sing together the hymn, Beautiful Savior. With the whole church, let us confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. May Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit bless you now and forever. Amen. Go in peace. You are God's beloved. Thanks be to God.